Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show. Zach Strief, Bobby Hebert with you till 7:30 tonight before we kick it over to Monday Night Football. Quite a game tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. A little bit of a, we're going to call an audible here at the line of scrimmage. If you can't get head coach Sean Payton, get his boss. We got executive vice president and general manager of the Saints, Mickey Loomis. Mickey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Zach. Bobby, good to talk to you. You guys get the JV team tonight.
Well, no, it's not the JV because you're freaking in charge. Come on.
Right.
You're the man.
Next time I'm going to try to get Miss Gale. So, you know, I just keep going up. And then I'm going to run out of people.
Keep going up.
That's right.
Yeah, I think you can do it.
Mickey, obviously with your role in building this roster and building this football team, one of the things you guys have always talked about is bringing in smart players and bringing in guys who you know, don't make kind of boneheaded mistakes. And having said that, you watch the last couple of games, you watch the troubles this team has had with penalties, you watch the, and again, some of the inopportune moments in which these penalties are going, how surprising is it for you to see this roster that is really built to avoid this very situation? How surprising has it been to see it unfold this way?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think first of all, there's nothing that ever surprises you, or very seldom surprises you. In this game, you know, guys can make mistakes when they're playing. You want them playing hard and fast and furious, and mistakes can be made. But look, it is something we have to get cleaned up. You know, we've had particularly the last two games, a significant amount of penalties. I think 10 last week, 8 this week. And really, I think the keys, to this game last night were two things. You know, obviously the penalties that we're talking about right now, and then the turnover. We knew it was going to be a fight. You know, we knew it was two good football teams, and it was going to come down to a play, a key play or two late in the game. And man, I thought, and I think we all thought that when we had the 4th-and-1 stop and got that ball back with the score tied, that hey, that might be the key play that can propel us to a victory. And then shortly thereafter we turn it over and they get a score and put us a little bit behind the 8-ball as time is, you know, starting to dwindle down. But look, what you said is right. I'm a little surprised. You know, we're typically a team that's not going to make foolish mistakes, foolish penalties. But we've had some penalties that some of them are a little more than just in the course of the action. There are things that can be avoided that we've got to get cleaned up.
Now, Mickey, with that being said, I was at practice. It looks like the defense is kicking ass. I mean, I would say the 14 practice, maybe the defense won 11 out of 14, and you want the defensive backs and everyone to have swagger and they got that spunk and they're looking forward to every day. But then you don't have official. And then you could say, well, that was a good pass defended, but then maybe the official might have called a penalty. How do you address that? Because you want your defensive backs to be aggressive, but they can't be too aggressive when they get a penalty called on them. I mean, how do you address that? Because a lot of times this is high school, college, professional, say, oh, our team's undisciplined. So it's a reflection of the head coach. I know Sean Payton addresses this, but it just seems like this is one category that, listen, it's not a good deal. You're not going to win NFL games if you're leading in penalties, whether it's total penalties or negative yardage as far as dealing with penalties. And so I was at practice. I mean, I don't know. That looked like a good pass defended. But maybe official might see it a different way and end up calling that a holding or maybe a PI that would occur.
Yeah, look, what you're saying is accurate. I think it's just a matter of paying attention to detail each and every day, and I feel like our coaches do a good job of that. But we also have to adjust to the way the game's being called. Look, I think you and I would probably say some of these calls, we have some suspicions about them.
Yes.
In terms of whether they're good calls or not. But we have to adjust to it. You know, we can't put ourselves in the position of allowing an official to make a judgment like that, you know, whether it's a penalty or not a penalty. You know, we just have to adjust to that. The other thing is that look, we should, you know, we're good enough and we should be able to get to the point where one call isn't going to make or break a game. Now, when you're playing a tough opponent like the Packers, that can happen. You know, one or two key plays
right.
That can make all the difference in the game. But, you know, your point of look, we got to pay attention to that in practice. We got to be more detailed, and we have to adjust the way the game is being called is absolutely true.
Now, Mickey, looking at the defensive side of the ball, because I'm going to tell you, listen, I want our offense to roll, and they've rolled year in and year out. But I want our defense to be, you know, week in and week out in top 10. I want us to be on that level. I could say right now I'm kind of disappointed. I don't know if I've ever seen Cam Jordan have back-to-back games where he didn't have a significant impact. I think Trey Hendrickson is playing at an unbelievable level. But it's kind of a mixed bag when I look at the defense because of my expectations. That I thought we'd be more dominant than we've been. Now, I know it's only three games, and we've got to wait and see what's going to happen. But I've been somewhat – I think DeMario Davis is bringing it. I thought Malcolm Jenkins played with a lot of passion in this particular game compared to the Raiders game. So it just seems like a roller coaster, kind of a mixed bag in how guys are contributing and across the board, the whole defensive unit.
Yeah, look, there have been some good individual performances, but I think we haven't developed that chemistry yet on the defense that and really as a team that, you know, where you're hitting all cylinders, and we got to ramp that up, and we got to get to that pretty quickly here because, you know, we've got a little bit of a hole. It's 1-2, so it's not time to panic or anything like that. But it is time to be urgent about the next game and getting on the same page collectively and playing complementary football and improving our performance. But I also want to point out, too, that, man, we played against Tom Brady. It was a pretty dang good quarterback. And, look, they've got a lot of skilled people on that team. We played against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and they put a lot of points on the board in three games, I think over 120, if I have that right. And then look, John Gruden is as good a football coach and as good an offensive football mind as there is in the game. So we played against three tough opponents, three good offenses, and that's not an excuse, it's just a fact. But look, we've got to play better, and we've got to, you know, hone in on these details, and like you said, we have to. You have to have better performances collectively.
Now, Mickey, when you watching a game, and listen, you're probably never going to challenge Sean Payton as far as his play calling, considering how prolific him and Drew Brees have been. I mean, if we're not number one, we're top five. It seems like we're always in the top 10. But all of a sudden, we're running the ball, whether it's against the Raiders or the Packers, and we're gashing them. We're averaging 6 yards a run. But then in the second half, we only have 12 yards rushing. and then we only have 20 rushing attempts. Is that something you look at Drew? I mean, I don't know if this is a good parallel, but I look at like Peyton Manning, where he was with Denver Broncos, even old school John Elway and all that, and how the whole team effort, that less of Drew, less of Peyton, less of John Elway was more. And that if you're running the ball, now, if you're only averaging 2.5, 3 yards a run, why in the hell are you going to continue to get the rushing attempts? Because you're not producing. But when Latavius Murray is getting 5 yards a pop, and we all know about Alvin Kamara, I mean, I don't know, at times, I don't know if Coach Peyton is patient enough to have maybe the 28 to 32 rushing attempts. Again, perfect example. A different team, a different mindset, but Bill Belichick, they had 38 rushing attempts for 250 yards against that Raiders team.
Yeah, well, let's start out with this. Is, look, I've got, you know, my experience in football. You have yours. I've never seen a better play caller than Sean Payton. So it would be ludicrous for me or you or anyone really to be overly critical.
I agree.
Of him as a play caller. I think the second thing, though, is you have to keep in mind is what are the circumstances. You know, we ran the ball really well in the first half and even into the third quarter some. But, you know, look, what happened at the end of the game, it was we got behind. And so that the opportunity to run the ball when you know, the clock's getting down toward the end of the game.
But, yeah, Mickey.
The other thing, too, though, let me just remind you about another thing, too, Bobby, is that a lot of these passes, these short passes.
It's like a long handoff.
Yeah, they're an extension of the running game. And so I think you have to keep that in mind as well.
No, I just remember we were down by 3 points, and we had 3 passing plays and no rushing attempts. We went 3 and out. Now, it wasn't like we were losing by double digits. I just think at times we're not patient enough considering the games within our grasp or whether we have a lead or not. That listen, I love the pedal to the metal. Coach Payton has been unbelievable with Drew Brees. I mean, that speaks volumes. The best in NFL history. But at times, I mean, I don't know where we're at right now. I just want to win the damn game. I don't care if it's an ugly win or whatever. But that's why I bring up the rushing attempts at times where instead of, you know, just, you know what, here's the time to pass. Then all of a sudden you're going 3 and out and the game's only a 3-point game at the end.
Yeah, and look, you absolutely have the right to that opinion, 100%. And I understand that opinion, and yet what I would say to you is, look, one thing about Sean is he's always trying to win the game. He's never trying not to lose it.
And right, so, that's true.
You know, I much prefer an aggressive coach and an aggressive attitude. And yet, look, I also understand what you're saying, but again, part of that is that some of our short passing game is an extension of the run game, and a lot of those targets were to Alvin Kamara, who's a running back. But look, it's a legitimate opinion.
Saints general manager Mickey Loomis. Mickey, thank you so much for the time tonight, man. We appreciate it, and good luck getting ready for Detroit this week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you both.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Mickey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.